On the first episode of Mirror Mirror, we're going to give you an idea of what the show is about.
We're also going to talk about all the cool events that's happening around us.
And give you ideas of what to wear to those events. You guys, welcome to the first episode of Mirror Mirror. I am the evil queen of the creepy kingdom, Roxy Tart, and many of you know me from our other Creepy Kingdom podcast. But you do not know my new co-host.
Hi, this is Lawrence, also known as Lily Rose, and I'm going to be joining Roxy on Mirror Mirror.
And, of course, we have the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson, James H. Carter II with us.
Yes. Yes.
It's a little Santa Claus-y, but I like it.
A little bit, but, you know, yes. Let's see how long I keep this going.
James is going to play our Ed McMahon for the episode while he sits back and records. And we are super excited to do this first episode. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit bumpy because we're not 100% sure about everything yet. And we have so many ideas that there's no way we could possibly get them all into an episode.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
But we're going to try. We're going to try.
But I guess first we should tell people, like, what the show is.
Yeah. The show is going to be all about alternative fashions of beauty with a big emphasis on Disney, you mm-hmm. know. And everyone loves reviews. We love reviewing new products. We'll talk about unboxing. I get new stuff from different sponsors all the time, so we can show you all that really cool stuff.
Yeah, we'll be doing like event wrap-ups and talking about events that we go and do, and also talking about events that we're going to go and do that you can hopefully come and join us and see us and stuff. And
oh my God, yes. I would love to meet all of you guys.
And then just, I don't know, whatever else we feel like talking about, because it's our show. But really, for those of you that are, you know, Creepy Kingdom veterans, so to speak, you know that the network has all kinds of different shows. We've got our haunt show. We've got our theme park show. You know, we've got our news show, movies, stuff like that. Well, this would be considered the, like, fashion and beauty show of the Creepy Kingdom. So this is all about clothes and makeup and fashion and, I don't know, costumes and all that kind of
good
stuff.
All the glitz and glamour and fashion and jewelry of things Disney related.
There we go.
Glitz and glamour and gold?
I think it's glitter and gold or glamour and glitter, fashion and fame, depending on which one you want to go with.
Yeah, it was. I knew it was some order of arrangement of
got it. You were close.
Something like that.
Yeah, you were close. It's okay. We understand that you like Beverly Hills Teens more than you like Jim and the Holograms. I can't fault you for that.
It's not true, but
I'm
thank you.
Too young to know this reference.
We're
just getting off to a great start on the show. So there was a great television show that aired one season called Beverly Hills Teens. And Roxy and I found out really early on in our friendship that we were both of the same age of this, and the very few people that watch this show.
Yeah, so it's not even an age thing. It's just a no one knows about this cartoon. I actually have them all on DVD, and I'm going to have you watch them.
They are amazing.
I've got this is before Beverly Hills 90210 was on the air.
And that was my jam.
And I actually have this on VHS. I have one VHS of...
Does anyone still have a VHS player?
Skylar does.
Oh, my God.
I have one as well. I collect VHS. I have a stack of Disney VHS over here in the corner of my room, or our living room. I don't live in my room. Well, I do, but anyways.
And all of that has absolutely nothing to do with this show, except it does give you kind of an idea of the tangents that we'll go off on.
Yep.
Especially about cartoons. I like talking about cartoons. I can't help it.
But it's your job to steer the ship back on track. That's usually my job on the other shows. But
that's very true.
But I'm not going to steer back. In fact, I'm going to keep veering off the road. You're going to have to bring us back.
Oh, look at this. He's just going to do it on purpose. Eventually, we're going to kick him off the show. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm aiming for.
James, you have veered the ship too far. Well, out of here.
That's what I'm
didn't
trying.
Like, Didn't Ed McMahon like leave the Johnny Carson show and go start like Star Search or something like that?
He never left. He was there to the bitter end. He did start Star Search, but I'm saying, yeah. But he never left. Okay.
Got it.
So you can't get rid of me that easy after 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it's been.
All right. Well, yeah, this show is basically for those of you in the creepy kingdom who love, you know, alternative fashion. And when we say alternative fashion, we mean all kinds. We're talking from, you know, Disney bounding to goth to drag to Lolita and everything in between. We're going to go over all different styles and all different ideas and all different events. Basically, almost anything that isn't basic mainstream fashion.
Oh, God, yes.
Because there are many, many places that you can go for that, and this is not one of them.
And it's fashion. It's, you know, everyone has their own different style, and it's really cool to see what people can do with these different characters when they're Disney bounding.
Yep. And also, Lawrence is a makeup artist. So we're, in addition to the podcast, we're also going to have a video show that goes along with our mirror, family. and we'll be doing like tutorials, and that's where we'll do unboxings. So you can see like the products that we use, yes, and all the cool stuff that we get. We are huge Disney fans, obviously. So we get all kinds of Disney stuff. We end up with all kinds of makeup and beauty products and even like clothes and accessories and whatnot. So we want to share all of that with you guys and give you ideas on how you can use it, how you can wear it, how you can take things and make them your own style, no matter what the thing is.
Cool. Is there going to be like any interviews on this show?
Yeah. Why would you ask, Dave? No.
No, we I'm are playing the role of the audience, that's why.
Right? We are going to do interviews. We have a few people that we have in mind and we've talked to, but it'll be a little bit in the future. We want to make sure that we're, you know, established and we've got our rhythm down and whatnot before we get a stranger on this show and have them go off on tangents about cartoons. So,
but we have a good lineup already. We have some great influencers that we think would make an amazing appearance on the, I guess, show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
It's a, put it like, I guess Mirror Mirror would be considered like a multimedia event.
I can see that. Yeah.
Is that right?
I like that.
Event.
Yeah. Multifaceted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've got the podcast. So just so you guys know, within the Creepy Kingdom network, Mirror Mirror as a show is actually in three parts. We've got the podcast, which obviously you're listening to. We've got a blog. And since a lot of fashion and style and stuff like that is very, very visual, obviously we need to have, you know, something visual to go with it. So we'll have a blog, and like the events that we end up talking about and stuff, you'll always be able to go to our blog and see pictures and stuff from that. But this, the podcast gives us more of a chance to like actually tell you about it. And then our third facet is going to be our video show.
Yeah, because we want to make sure you see what we look like.
Yeah. And then what other people look like.
Exactly.
And how we make other people look.
Ooh, we could do makeovers.
Yeah. Ooh,
so much fun.
I'm looking forward to my first makeover.
I was just going to say, we need a good one to James.
Yes, we do.
You don't need to.
We going to drag you up.
Jeez. It's just, it would be fun if we did. I don't need a makeover. Jeez, guys.
It would be fun. I actually, there's a few people that I think it would be really, really fun to just like get on video and make over. Yeah. So
I think James would be a great one. Candidate.
I think James would be a good
candidate.
Maybe we can
get Shannon.
I was gonna say we're gonna get Shannon on too.
Shannon, watch out, girl.
Where is she? No, she's not. She went somewhere else. She's not in the room anymore.
For those of you that don't know, Shannon is our friend. She runs our sister site called Nightmares Conjurings, and she has been on different shows on the Creepy Kingdom Network a few times. So
and she also sleeps in my bed for some reason.
James, this is a family-friendly show.
Wait, what did I miss? I went to cough.
it got real dark in those 5 seconds that you went to
cough. I missed a lot. Y'all got to pay attention.
So the first thing that, you know, I guess we should talk about is we have some events coming up, or there are some events coming up that we are going to be at, and hopefully a lot of you are going to be at. But I think we should just kind of go over them, give a little information. Yes. And like,
yeah, the first one that we're that's coming up on our calendar is actually on October 26th. And Roxy's going to kill me because literally for the past like month, I cannot get the date right. Every week, I'm like, Roxy, every when was week? That date? Okay, maybe like every day.
Every day. Every day he's asking me, hey, what day is this on again? What day is this on
Wait,
again?
I thought it was the 25th. Is it Friday or is it Saturday?
Oh,
let me
my
put
God.
It on my calendar.
It's
but
ridiculous,
it's
you
October
guys.
26th, it's and October it's 26th. The Nightmare Before Christmas at the Hollywood Bowl. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, and
Either
I am
have I.
So stoked.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it is this awesome show where they pretty much have the actual movie playing when they have like the orchestra playing with the music, and then they have actors there and they sing. And we're actually also going because there's going to be a cool Disney-bound event. Mm-hmm. And there's also an after party. But we're really excited to see all the different outfits that's going to come out. We kind of have our outfits set, I think.
Almost.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah. Disney-bound, like as a group, the Disney-bound company, I guess. I'm not even really sure.
Oh, a company. But they're,
no, they're not a company.
It's,
a, they're
it's, a, it's an official social media account, right?
Yeah. Organization?
Yeah, organization works. Community.
Community.
Disney-bound
yes.
Community.
There we go. Community. The Disney-bound community decided that they are going to do a Disney-bound event, basically, at the Nightmare Before Christmas concert. And if you buy your tickets, you can go on Ticketmaster and you can still get tickets. But if you buy your tickets and you use the promo bound, then you get seated in the same section with all of the rest of the Disney bounders.
Yes. So if you plan on going, that's the section we'll be sitting in. So make sure to say hi to us, take some pictures.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I think it's really, like, there's a lot of events that people go to and they're like, oh, we're going to bound, or oh, we're going to dress as this, or oh, we're going to do a group thing here. But I think it's really cool that they were able to do a promo code that makes it so that everyone involved in this event gets to sit in the same section.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty unique. Like, I haven't really heard of that. Anything before.
Like, fabulous people all in one spot. Right?
So either they're rewarding us by putting us all together so that we can all hang out, or they're like punishing us and being like, okay, these guys over here, they all need to be in this corner.
They're pretty extra.
There's a cage. There's a cage around that section.
but no, it's a good section. Like, it's a decent section. The seats are good. And yeah, Friday the 26th, use the code or the promo code bound, and then you can get to sit in the same Disney Bound section. And Disney Bound is also doing an after party, which we have no details on at all whatsoever.
I am dying to know where this after party is.
I know,
I'm
me
so
too.
Excited.
And we don't know when they're going to like announce it. It might be there. Like, they might do it at the thing and just tell everyone in the section where it is. Or
it's like a rave, like back in the day.
Yeah, right.
You like don't know the day rave. Of.
but yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And I'm super excited. I'm actually going to go as, I'm going to bound as the mayor of Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm. You
and
are.
I'm actually to bound as Jack Skellington, but I'm going to turn it into a gender bend, and Lily will be there. So we're going to do a fun gender bend version of him.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's actually, it is kind of funny. I didn't even think about it, but, Lawrence, as Lily, will be wearing a dress to the event, and I will actually be wearing pants to the event.
Wow.
So, like, we're just going to switch a little bit.
It'll be fine. It'll be cute.
But no, yeah, we're having a really good time making our outfits and whatnot. So
I got to interject. I guess that's my Ed McMahon, right? since you brought up Lily, you mentioned Lily at the top of the show. Where does Lily and Lawrence end? You know, like, when is Lily going to be on the show? Is Lily and Lawrence one, or is there like a light switch?
Oh, you know what? Actually, before you answered that question, we should probably explain to all of the people listening who Lily even is.
Ah, yes.
That's so kind of what I was getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lily Rose, she's my alter ego. I am a drag queen, so I perform. I'm also a former Miss Gay San Francisco 2015-2016. Thank you. I have a really big crown at home. But it is my drag persona. So typically, you know, you'll see me around. I like to get extra fabulous and add glitter and sparkle and big hair. But the easiest distinction between myself, Lawrence, and Lily is Lily is when there's a wig and lashes involved.
And that's it. Is there a personality difference is what I really was getting at.
Lily a hoe.
Yeah, she is. No.
Excuse me? This is a family-friendly podcast network.
No, there really isn't a big difference as far as personality goes between Lily and Lawrence, because I feel that Lily brings out the more rambunctious and like energetic person in me, mm-hmm. but it's still me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, on like the physical aspect, you know, it's just she's prettier. Just lashes and big hair.
And just so you guys know, when you see us at events, 90% of the time, it will be me and Lily
yes.
out at events.
Yes.
Lawrence does not actually go out to a lot of events.
No.
Because Lily, it's funner to become Lily and yes, more fabulous is. To become Lily.
And I feel like events. More people approach us more when I'm in Lily. Mm-hmm. I also feel like we get a lot more opportunities as Lily.
That's true.
I made it on a commercial.
Yeah. That's the... I guess I think it would have aired by the time this comes out, but it's the commercial for the Hocus Pocus 25th celebration, Halloween bash, whatever other adjectives they threw in the title of that.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus 20. Oh, wait, hold on. Freeform's Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary Halloween bash.
Longest title ever.
Yes. It was actually it was done at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and we were able to get tickets and go and be there for the taping. But it's funny because we thought we were going to watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it was not what we were
at
thinking.
The Hollywood Cemetery.
We're like, oh, we're gonna sit there on the grass and watch the movie, and
like
just
they
chill.
Do. Yeah, no,
yeah,
no, no.
Yeah, because they have screenings there all the time.
Yeah,
literally
that's
that.
What we thought.
Yeah.
No, it turns out that they were filming for this anniversary thing, and we didn't watch the movie. We watched all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, so many celebrities.
And a hell of celebrities, and it was crazy. So on the 20th, which, like you said, by the time this episode comes out, that will have already aired. It aired.
So who knows how many more times you guys might have been on TV by the time
right?
this airs.
So stay tuned.
And in the commercial, people keep tagging us in the commercial, which is awesome because you can fully see all of Lily's fabulousness in
and
it.
Roxy's hair.
And you can see my hair.
That's it. You can't even see her face.
Yeah, no. So I think whose arm? Oh, our friend Yvette, her arms.
Yes.
Covering my face, but you can hella see my hair. So, but yeah, we're really excited. It was such a fun night, and like we had an amazing time, and we're super excited to see it on TV and like see how much we get to be on TV and all of that good stuff. So, but I do know that they are showing it many times between the 20th and October 31st.
Yes.
So
I believe it's like after every time they air Hocus Pocus, will be showing the Halloween patch.
Not every time, but I know this because I just posted the entire schedule of 31 nights of Halloween on the social media for the whole month. So this is information off the top of my head. On Halloween, it's Hocus Pocus and the special back-to-back all day.
So you're gonna if you miss us the first time, you'll see it the
That's
next
right.
couple times.
you could time your day around it and be like,
exactly.
Really, anytime between now and like Halloween, if you turn on Freeform, you're gonna see us.
You'll see the commercial for sure. You'll see it on Facebook and Instagram too.
It's hella funny though, you guys. We're over at Lawrence's house yesterday, which just so you guys know, we're going to be talking a lot about whether we're at my house or Lawrence's house or whatever. We literally are next door neighbors.
I just moved in.
Yeah, we live next door.
It's a real life Three's Company.
Yeah,
yes,
like,
literally.
It totally is. So we were at Lawrence's yesterday, and Freeform was on because we were watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And every single time the commercial comes on,
we're like, wait, pause. We're going to be on TV. Everybody pay attention.
No, that is not even. No, it's not. We're going to be on TV.
On.
It's this one. My commercial's on. I'm on TV.
Hey, it's not every day you could be on TV and they show it that often, okay?
It's hella cute.
Yeah, I'm getting text messages from people from New York. My mom's messaging me. I'm getting random people off the woodwork like, oh my God, is that you on TV? I'm like, yeah, girl.
I wish all my family members watched Freeform. I didn't even think about that.
Well, I think you should describe what your appearance in the commercial is.
Oh, yeah. Like, so in the commercial, they talk about all the cool things that happens within that Halloween bash. But there's a part where Kathy goes, I smell children. And then you see me screaming and snapping my arms up and down. And you can actually hear me saying, yes!
Which I know as an editor that was not like they put that together. That wasn't like your reaction to I smell children.
I mean, it probably was my reaction.
Actually, it wasn't. It wasn't his reaction to I smell children. But I do know exactly when that was done. Kathy and Jimmy when they were introducing her. They were talking about all of, you know, this amazing stuff that she's done. And one of the things that they brought up is all of the work that she's done in the LGBTQ community and all the like the help and stuff like that. And that is what we were cheering for at that moment was her involvement.
Oh, I lost my voice the next day. There was a lot of yes going on that night.
But yeah, that is what that moment is from. So it was still her, but it wasn't the ice.
That works. I just didn't believe, Lauren, said that was your reaction to I smell children.
At that point in time, and we were just high on life.
Yes.
Like, everything was amazing. We actually started out a little further back from the stage, but and then there were like...
You, two, come here.
Yeah, there were like two rows of people in front of us, and then people were walking around. People that worked there were walking around. And they were pointing to people and saying, hey, you move forward. And they looked at our friend Ashley, and she was all, you know, done up as a witch. And they're like, okay, you move forward. And then they looked at Lily. They looked at me. And they looked at the other friend. And she's just like, all of you, up here. Come here.
Front row in the center.
Yeah, so she moved us front row center.
Phenomenal. All the talent that was on that stage was amazing.
It was awesome.
Very cool. I'm going to be your I'm going to do your job and steer the ship back to the Hollywood Bowl event.
I thought we were done talking about that.
You should have like steered the conversation back to that like way before now.
Oh, see, this is going to be a problem because I legit thought we were done talking about that. See?
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say we might have been done. I wasn't done.
James has questions.
Oh, I have questions. No, I unfortunately am not attending. I will be in Orlando. But
such a hard life.
I know, right?
He's going to be in Orlando.
I'm going to suffer through it. but I've went to this concert 3 years ago. And it I've had the whole experience. I think they've done it every year since.
Nice.
But they actually had it on Halloween the year that I went, so that was a fun thing to do on Halloween.
That must have been really cool.
So a lot of people, just in general, dressed up. So you know, a lot of costumes. And I assume it's going to be the same thing as I experienced. You know, Danny Elfman is there singing live on stage. I don't know if it's going to happen again, but at the encore, he came back out, and he was joined by Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, wow.
And they did Kidnap the Santa Claus again. Pee Wee Herman didn't sing when it was in the movie.
You know, now, James, if he doesn't show up, I'm going to be really upset.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, you mentioned the date, and so I want to point this out. We've been talking about how it's on October 26th. October 26th is the first night that they're doing it, and it is the Disney Bounding Night, so it's when we're going. But they are actually doing it the 26th, 27th, 28th.
3 days.
Yeah, three days.
Yeah, and they're already sold out for the 27th.
Yes, but for the 26th and the 28th, there are still tickets available.
So, yeah, and you can grab your tickets now.
Ticketmaster.com or numerous other places.
Is it Ticketmaster? I don't know.
I checked.
But, yeah, the Hollywood Bowl is probably the single largest venue that I'd ever been in my life. It is massive, so hopefully the Disney Bound seats are in a good section. Because
it's a good section. When we were purchasing the tickets, it's kind of like centered. It's a little higher up, but it's a pretty good view of like the main stage.
That's good. I mean, they have a screen there and everything too. But I just feel if you have nosebleed seats there, like those are like really, it's like you're not even there probably because you're.
I was gonna say I hate going to events where you're so far back that you have to watch the screen.
It's like you might like, as well just watch it at home or on somebody's Snapchat.
Like so I'm always okay with paying a little bit of extra money to get like better seats for a better experience. So,
but either way, even no matter where you guys are seated, it seems like a cool to be around a bunch of like-minded people, and it seems like a really opportunity to meet new people and make some new friends and see everyone's like awesome outfits. So sounds like
we're really gonna take so many pictures.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make sure to clear out a lot of space on my phone that day.
But yeah, the event should be awesome. If you love Nightmare Before Christmas and you can go to it, definitely go to it. If you get to sit in the Disney Bound section, or even if you don't and you see us, make sure you say hi.
Yes, please. We'd love to take pictures with you.
But like James said, Danny Elfman is going to be there. Like Lawrence said, it'll be the whole orchestra. It's put on by a friend of ours, actually, Richard Kraft. He's producing the whole thing. So it's going to be amazing.
Sounds like fun. All right, now we're done talking about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, since we already talked about, hold on, I got it. Freeform's Hocus Pocus 25th anniversary Halloween bash.
And friends.
The event, the next event that we're going to after the Nightmare Before Christmas one is a duel event.
Yes, which it is. Is super exciting.
Kind of cool and kind of interesting and like. I wish I had known sooner that it was a dual event and I would have planned my outfit differently.
Well, I told you we can always do an outfit change and put it in a locker.
I don't know about doing an outfit change. So Disneyland, as most of you know, have these unofficial days happen at Disneyland. And on November 4th, Dapper Day and Haunted Mansion Fashion Day are happening at the same time.
So the way I hear it is Dapper Day is going on, and if you're going to rebel against Dapper Day, you're going to participate in Haunted Mansion fashion.
Or you could do both. What if you did a Dapper Day Haunted Mansion look?
You can.
Yeah.
If we had not already had plans and had a huge group for our
idea
already.
It's a production. Y'all, you cannot wait to see this.
That's what I'd be doing. I would be doing a dapper Haunted Mansion thing so that I could do both. But we started planning for fall Dapper Day right after spring Dapper Day.
It was like that day. We were already dressed. We were in the park. We took tons of pictures. We're like, okay, we need to start planning for fall. We know it's going to be around October, November-ish. What are we doing? So this has been planned for a very long time.
Yeah. We take our outfits seriously,
yes,
y'all.
We do.
But our group, we have a group of people that are all going, and our group, we are doing...
No, don't tell them.
Oh, I can't tell?
No, it's going to be a surprise. They have to come and meet us and see what we're wearing.
It's going
to
be a surprise.
Oh, also because we don't want you guys to steal our idea.
Okay. Well, Lauren says it's going to be a surprise, but what we're doing is super awesome. And you know, if you see us at the event, please come up and tell us how awesome we look and take pictures with us. Yeah. And
or maybe we'll tell you at our next show, so you have to listen in for the next one to find out what we're going to wear.
Well, the next one will be after the event.
Yeah, okay, so we'll definitely talk about it on the next show. but we definitely will be doing, you know, not only will we do the next show and talk about it, but we're going to be doing blog posts. We could even do, really, we've got a couple weeks left, so we could put up a couple of DIY posts of stuff that we're making. Lawrence actually made my dress for Dapper Day yesterday. He started at like 2:00 in the afternoon, and he was finished by bedtime.
And by bedtime, it was like midnight.
Yeah. In one day. Yes, he made a full dress, and it is gorgeous and sparkly and amazing, and I'm just blown away.
I cannot wait for you guys to see this. It's so extra.
Yep, it really is. And then he did his dress a couple weeks ago, and now we're just, you know, kind of putting together the last accessories. You actually bought your final accessory today.
Yes, I did. It's like the perfect addition for a Disney bound. And with bounding too, it's not like you're taking the actual outfit. I think that's like a big like misconception, you know, and they'll look at a character and they'll try to get every single piece, but you know, bounding is about making it your own and having fun with it. And just so it has like those cute little quirks that are like, oh, yep, I get it. I knew who you're trying to be.
You know what we should do? We should get like Leslie Kay on here. We should get Erica on here. Mm-hmm. We should get a few people from the Disney Bound community on here and just literally do a whole show.
That would be awesome.
What Disney Bounding is, the do's, don'ts, the difference between a Disney Bound and a costume, like all of that. We should, that is a show that we should definitely do.
Stay tuned, children.
Because I know a lot of people have questions. You know, a lot of people question it. A lot of people will like, put on a costume, like a princess costume, and be like, oh, I'm bounding as Cinderella. It's like, no, sweetheart, you're not bounding as Cinderella. You're literally dressed up as Cinderella. That is a costume from the costume store. But yeah, I think that'd be an awesome idea.
Yeah, November 4th. But the Dapper Day outing is actually both Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. But the dual event date is on the 4th, that's Sunday.
Yes.
And, wait, so the one on Saturday, I thought it was just the expo. It's a in-park thing, too?
Well, Saturday's the expo, but they also, they do go to the park. It is still considered like a Dapper Day in the park. It's just not their official
day,
you know, that people go to the expo. Obviously, the expo isn't an all-day long thing.
Right, so they're going to go to the park.
They'll be going to the park,
Yep. And for the Haunted Mansion fashion, they, for that day, they have different meetups throughout the day. And I actually really like that they're doing a castle picture, and I think they're doing two mansion pictures all at different times throughout the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you miss one, you can get to the next one. So they're doing like an early afternoon, a late afternoon, and an evening.
Yeah, especially for us, because we could never get in the park before 4.
No, yeah. We're really not good at getting places.
We're trying. We're trying.
We try really hard. It's just, it's hard to be us.
But in case we're not there.
The Haunted Mansion fashion, and we'll put down below in the show notes, we'll put a link and maybe we'll, I don't know if we can put the graphic or not of like the schedule and whatnot. But if not, we'll at least put a link to it so that you guys can go and you can see when the Haunted Mansion fashion official events are. And then also another member of the Mirror Mirror team, our friend Melissa, is actually going to be there doing photos. So she'll be there taking photos for us, for Creepy Kingdom, so that we can post on our social media and our blog and all of that stuff.
So come prepared and come ready and look extra fabulous.
Yeah, Melissa has been our, our Disneyland fashion reporter, correspondent, photographer.
Oh, I really like that.
I'm putting that on a business card. Right.
Because she goes to all the days, and she's been taking pictures for Creepy Kingdom for at least a year now, if not longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, if you are someone that goes to a lot of these unofficial days, it's totally possible that you know who Melissa is, and you've like taken a photo with her or had her take a picture of you, and. You know, because it is an unofficial themed day, she will be there again, and she's going to be taking photos for us. And by us, I mean Creepy Kingdom and Mirror Mirror. And I don't know. I didn't want to sound like she worked for Lawrence and I. I don't know.
unless she wants to.
She's part of the Creepy Kingdom family. Yes. And the other thing is that I just remembered, I actually met her at Disneyland on a theme day. So.
Which one?
It was Bats Day.
Oh, nice.
So that's, it all comes full circle.
Aww. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Dapper Day, which obviously is happening the same day, they do not have any official meetup times or meetups or anything like that. They do a carousel takeover. Sorry, I have the hiccups. They do a carousel takeover at King Arthur's Carousel. And which is really, really cool just to watch, like to see all of these beautiful outfits under those lights. They do it once it's dark. Like, it's really cool. But they, on their website right now, it says that they do not have any planned timed events. Mm. So there you go. If you were hoping for a, you know, Dapper Day group photo in front of the castle, there's nothing up about that.
Maybe we should start one.
Well, but Haunted Mansion Fashion's doing it.
Yeah.
So they have the timed events. So.
Yep.
That's probably more than enough. Because when I first heard that it was both on the same day, I was like, oh man, how are they going to time out all the things? And then Roxy, you told me Dapper doesn't have any things. Yep. And I was like, well, that works.
Right? That totally works. Yeah, Dapper Day doesn't have any, so it's really open. And Haunted Mansion Fashion Day has like three at different times, which I really, really like. I don't know. I cannot stress that enough. If you throw an unofficial themed day at Disneyland, I personally would really appreciate more than one time to take a photo. Okay, especially if your photo's at like noon in front of the castle. It's just
not just because you don't want to get up.
Yeah, it's too early and it's also so bright. The sun's right overhead, there's no shade, it's hella hot. Like, but
you
no.
need it to be at like that perfect time when the sun's almost about to go down.
Yeah, like magic hour.
Magic hour.
Yep.
Twilight.
Yeah. But yeah, so we will put the link to that. And I think that's basically all we have to say about that. For those of you that don't know what Dapper Day is, because it's very possible somebody listening doesn't, dapperday.com is their website. And we'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, they also have an Instagram and Facebook, I think.
Yep. So you can go to dapperday.com, and then you can also, we'll put the link for the Facebook event for Haunted Mansion Fashion, and you can go and check it out and get all the info.
Yeah, I think that we're actually one of the sponsors.
Yes.
I don't know, partners, something. But yeah, you can actually find the link to Haunted Mansion Fashion on our Facebook page as under our event, because we're a co-host and
sponsoring.
A sponsor, yes, borrows. I mean, and between the three of us, we are three out of the
five
sponsors, right?
Yeah, on the flyer there are five sponsors pictured. And between us, we are three of the five of them, which we totally did not plan. But it was really funny when, cause you know, these things were talked about different people at different times and whatnot. And then the flyer came out a few days ago and I was like, oh, look at that. We are doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. We had all these separate conversations and then it just worked out. We're like,
yep. So yeah, we're really, really excited. No, I'll talk about that later. I was going to say what I would have Dapper Haunted Mansion bounded as if I was going to do that. But no, we'll talk about that later. We're talking about ideas.
Okay.
So,
any other events?
The last event that we have coming up on the books right now, although I'm sure that there will be more in between now and then, is actually December 8th and December 9th.
Wait, no, you skipped to an event.
I did? What did I skip?
Isn't there one after Haunted Mansion Fashion in November?
Which one?
I know what it is. I'm just waiting for you to remember.
Oh, man.
Is it the glow
party pajama?
It wasn't that. I guess that's another one.
Star Wars Day?
No.
Oh, I'm not good at this. Now I'm just like guessing. I don't know.
It's like live quiz show here.
I know, right?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day. Dress up like a turkey in pilgrims.
Yes.
Pound as your favorite pilgrim.
What are we forgetting?
Rockabilly Day.
Oh, that's right. Well, I used to attend Rock Around the Park
every
year that they had it. Well, no, and then they stopped doing Rock Around the Park. And then last year, there was like a year where there was nothing. And then last year they started Rockabilly Day. And I didn't go to that one. So I didn't even think about it because I wasn't thinking about Rock Around the Park. What day is Rockabilly Day?
That I don't know. So, maybe we should try to look that up real quick. But I'm pretty sure it's like the next weekend after Haunted Mansion Fashion.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Melissa's going to it because that's how I heard of it, because I saw that Melissa was going to it.
Yeah, I saw someone else post about it. Like,
I feel like it's not on a Sunday.
It is on, if this is the correct one,
mm-hmm.
It's on November 16th.
Nice.
Is that Rockabilly Day at the parks?
That's not a Sunday, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Let me confirm with him. Look at the calendar.
November.
Oh, no. November 16th is actually a Friday.
Yeah. Oh. Well, look at that.
Way to switch it up, guys.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Rockabilly Day, November 16th. Friday, November 16th is Rockabilly Day. So if you are into the rockabilly style, the pinup style, any of that, this is definitely the day for you.
Yes, and they have a Facebook event for it under Rockabilly Day at the Park is back. Not a lot of information yet. It does say more details to come soon, but that is where you can find all the information for it.
Yeah, I don't personally know anything about it because I did not get to go to last year's Rockabilly Day. Hopefully I'll be able to go to this year's Rockabilly Day. Yeah, I know that Rock Around the Park used to be a lot of fun. A lot like Dapper Day, it was really fun to go and see everybody's outfits because, you know, the rockabilly scene and the pinup scene very much go together. And so it was a lot of fun to walk around the park and see people in, you know, very like 50s themed, and, you know, see the greasers and the squares and all the pinup girls and stuff. So that was fun.
Hey, maybe we'll see Roxy in a pinup outfit.
It could happen. I have many, many pictures of Roxy in a pinup outfit.
I went to one of the Rock Around the Parks.
Was it with me?
Yes. Why? How would it not been with you?
I've never been.
I don't have anything else to say about it besides, yeah, lots of great outfits.
Yep. And really, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing about these.
Yeah, it's a day to be seen.
Yeah, these unofficial, all of these unofficial days is really, it's about the outfits because you get to dress up, and it's also about being in the park with, when you know that there's a bunch of other like-minded people there. If you're going for the event, you know, there's other people going for the event, which is really what makes them, you know, so popular and whatnot. You know, the Haunted Mansion fashion, you know that if you go and you're dressed up as a Haunted Mansion character, you know, or as much as you can be, because remember, please remember, there are costume rules at Disneyland have to follow, mm-hmm. and you can find those on their website. But you know that if you're there and you see somebody else who's, you know, also in a Haunted Mansion outfit, they're there for the same event, and it's almost like having instant friends that you can go up and talk to and whatnot.
For sure. You just reminded me of something though. So there's the Disney dress shop that's in downtown Disney. Mm-hmm. And they're selling a dress that is pretty much a costume of the tightrope walker.
Tightrope walker. Yep.
You know, and it's kind of like, so, but if somebody were to make that outfit, like, of their own, like, it would be the same thing, except, like, it's such a gray area, is what I'm saying.
It is. It's a really thin line. I've actually had discussions with Disney security and Disney management about this topic. And really what it comes down to is it is at the discretion of the Disney employee who sees you. So one security person, when you're walking in, may let you walk through, you know, basically in a costume and it's okay as far as they're concerned, while another one may be more conservative and believe that it breaks the rules. So it's, they say that you follow the rules posted on the Disneyland website as best as you can, but especially with their dress shop and especially with that tightrope costume, it becomes a very, very gray line.
Like a thin line, like a tightrope.
Yeah, even. Like a tightrope.
Wow, very perceptive, Lawrence. No, I mean, like, you get what I'm saying. That in particular, they're selling this dress, and obviously people are wearing it in the parks, you yep. know, and it looks like kind of a crappy costume version of it, but it looks like a costume.
It does. It totally looks like a costume. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're wearing the dress from the Disneyland dress shop and someone stops you, you know, the rules are on your side. You are wearing Disney merchandise that they sell on Disney property. Like, but I don't know. I don't know if someone were to come in on a day that was, you know, not like one of the days that the Halloween party is going on, let's say like in the middle of summer or whatnot, and they had on the tightrope dress, the tightrope walker dress with the point shoes and the umbrella and like the whole thing. That would definitely be
up. Because I do see some people wearing the outfits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen people wear it as well, like their own outfits.
Yeah. 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 It's 100% up to the discretion of the Disney employees, basically.
I think this rule was enforced because they didn't want people to mistake guests as cast members and yes. misrepresent the park and the company. I think that's what this is all about. So yes. maybe they're not so uptight about the tightrope walker because that's not really a character.
And in like in previous years, you wouldn't have to worry about that at all because it wasn't a character in the park. That she never did a meet and greet or anything. However, this year at the Halloween party, she is a character in the park and she does do a meet and greet. So,
but that's a Halloween party thing. That's not it's not that common, is what I'm saying.
No, but we have friends who are Lolitas and they dress in the Lolita style and they've actually been stopped going into the park. Just in their normal outfits, you know, and told, oh, you can't wear that in here because it's a costume. And then, of course, you know, they have to launch into, this is not a costume. This is what I wear every day. You know, they're not portraying a character. Management has to get called. In every single case, these people have been let into the park and, you know, they were given an apology. But it's really about the person who's letting you into the damn park. Like...
Wow. I mean, I could do a solid hour on whether tightrope walkers should be allowed in the park or not. But we should probably move on.
So, yeah, the other 2 days that we mentioned, sorry, are there's 2 other events that are going on. One is a weekend event. It's Glow Disneyland and the Pajama, like, Jammy Jam, which basically is a group of people that get together and they wear pajamas and glow stuff. And it's Glow okay. Disneyland and Pajama Jam. It like goes together.
Somehow.
I did it last year in December. And it was actually a lot of fun. You know, it's definitely a like not a, a specific themed event. And again, you know, we'll put the link to that. But yeah, it's all about wearing light up stuff and glow stuff and your pajamas.
Yeah, it's for 3 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah.
Weren't you a guest of honor, Roxy?
Kind of. I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't like... No, I wasn't a guest of honor. I was on the...
You're on the flyer.
Like, I was on the flyer. Like, you know what's terrible, though? I was there all night long, and I never saw anyone that I planned on seeing, like, at that event. Like, I had all of these plans to see people, and, like, but, of course, I missed the damn photo because I'm so bad at getting to group photos on time. But I missed the photo, and then all of the people that I had planned on seeing, I didn't even see that day. So it was, yeah, I'm going to have to make up for that this year. And then later in the month, on November 25th, is Star Wars Day. It's light versus dark.
Not to be confused with Disney's.
Yeah, not to be confused with Disney Star Wars Day. This is Star Wars Day, light versus dark. And, you know, they're going to, it's another one of those meetup days. They're going to do all the Star Wars themed stuff like Path of the Jedi and Star Wars Launch Bay and stuff like that.
They do like a group photo and then they also do like a cool, like almost like a
parade of lightsabers,
which is pretty cool.
Where are they? Have you guys been to this before?
No, I haven't been there before. Have you?
I've seen them do the actual parade where they have the lightsabers. It's pretty epic because you see literally like tons of people walking down and they change their parade routes throughout their different events. But you'll see them walk through the parks and they're all like in their garb and they're holding their lightsabers in the air and like just seeing it all glowing in the night. It's really awesome.
What date was that?
Oh, that's November 25th. Oh,
okay.
One of the cool things about the Star Wars Day, dark versus light, and the glow pajama day is that both of those, like, the big part of them takes place at night.
Yeah.
And almost all the other theme days, you know, a big part of it takes place during the day. And I think that's really cool that they have these 2 events that are both like very nighttime centric.
Yeah.
And, you know, involve lights and stuff that lights up and whatnot. I think that's kind of like a cool change of pace.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. Okay. I think that is all of the theme days that we know of that are coming up.
That's all I know about. So I'm sure there's like six more that we don't know about, but
right? There's up here so many. But then the last one that we have plans right now to go to is in December. It's December 8th and December 9th. And it is our very own creepy Yay! Christmas event.
Ooh, so excited.
So we do plan to go to it because we are throwing it.
Yeah, we're hosting. See, this one I'm a special honored guest.
You're a special honored guest.
There we go.
You're the grand marshal.
There we go.
Did you guys hear that Chaka Khan is the grand marshal of the Rose Parade?
Really?
What?
That was announced today.
Huh. Just, I don't even know what to think about.
We throw that curveball at you. Anyway, sorry. I couldn't keep that information to myself. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, James. I'm trying to keep us on the track.
I know. I'm making you work hard. Sorry.
So December 8th, the event that we're doing is the Creepy Christmas Soiree.
This is the second annual Creepy Kingdom Holiday Soiree, because holiday soiree rhymes.
Okay. Oh! I didn't even catch that.
Holiday soiree.
I love it. And as it gets closer, we'll be talking about that more and giving you more information. But it is going to be an evening event off property. So it will not be at Disneyland. It will be off property.
Ooh.
And it's going to be really cool. It'll give you a chance to, like, dress up and be fancy and whatnot.
Yeah, so I should start.
If you want to.
Yeah, I should start right now.
It's soiree, so you would think one would dress nice.
Right?
You better. It's in the works. I'd love to be able to announce it. But I don't want to jinx it. but hopefully everything works out with it, and or the look at what we want it to be. But even if this doesn't work out, we're gonna go to Plan B. But last year we had the little soiree at Trader Sam's, and that was definitely a lot of fun. But I found that, especially now, it's really hard. It doesn't make any sense what's going on in Downtown Disney. Like, apparently, I was just told it cost a flat fee of $20 to go to Downtown Disney.
What?
For parking.
And then if you go to a restaurant in Downtown Disney, you can get a voucher, but not at Trader Sam's. It has to be the restaurant, not in the hotel.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you don't have a pass or you're blacked out that day, you got to drop $20 to park to go to Trader Sam's. That's not cool.
Well, it's $20 towards merchandise. So you can buy anything at Downtown Disney that's at least $20 worth of some type of product. And then you get validated for, I think it's 2 hours, an hour or 2 hours for parking. And then if you sit down at a sit-down restaurant, you get validated for 3 hours for parking.
Right, but I'm going to say, but if you're just going to Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're paying $20 to go to Trader Sam's.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So Trader Sam's is awesome and all, but it's too complicated just for a meetup at this point.
It's also really popular and very crowded and very small. And
you have to get there really early to get that coveted couch section that we like to
right
get.
In the corner, that little one in the corner. Yeah. That everybody wants.
Yep.
So this year we will not be doing our holiday soiree at Trader Sam's, but it will be off property, and we will let you know as soon as we have it confirmed where it's going to be. It will be close by to Disneyland, though, to the Disneyland area. So.
Correct.
And then the next day, on December 9th, is our first official Creepy Christmas Day in the Park.
Yay!
Woo! It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. I don't know what to wear.
Oh, me either. I have thoughts.
Well, let's talk about it.
Thoughts.
What should I wear? That's what we really need to talk about.
Can we dress you up as Santa Claus?
I think that's break the rules.
Yeah, I think that goes.
Or what about
rules.
A bound of Santa?
Well, but it's creepy Christmas, so it would have to be like a dark.
We can do that. We can figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, it this takes a little planning. It's tricky to figure it out, but that's why I'm excited about it.
Right? This is different. This is totally different. There's Harry Potter Day, and there's Dapper Day, and there's Lolita Day, and there's Mermaid Day, and all of that. But Creepy Christmas, we took two things that that we love, but that normally do not happen in December, and we're putting them together, and we're super excited. I have no idea what I'm gonna wear yet. I have a few ideas, but nothing like solid. But I cannot wait to see what other people.
Oh yes,
it's
gonna be amazing.
And you know, there's people out there like our friend Ashley.
She's very spooky.
Ashley is super spooky. We call her our spooky pixie. She loves Halloween. She loves October. She does not like Christmas.
Not really? One bit.
Yeah, not she's not a bit. Fan of Christmas. She's not a fan of the holiday or the season or anything. But this event, this is something that she is going to love and feel comfortable with. Because, of course, especially in the month of December, almost every event you get invited to is holiday themed.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's Christmas themed. It's Hanukkah themed. It's all holiday themed. It's, you know, all of it. And there's a lot of people like Ashley who just aren't into those holidays. So I think that by doing a creepy Christmas event, it gives all of us a chance to kind of bring that October feeling to December.
Yeah, and this, I mean, if we get a big enough group, this could really make a statement amongst all the bright and shiny Christmassy stuff happening. Right.
And we don't have any type of official schedule or lineup or anything like that, but yet. But we do know that one of the things that we want to do is we want to go to the areas in the park that are super decorated for Christmas. So like Small World, the castle, stuff like that, and take pictures there, putting our, you know, spookier outfits in front of these amazing Christmas.
Oh, that'll be fabulous.
Backdrops. Yep.
I'm sorry, you lost me at pudding.
Pudding?
P-U-T-T. Not P-U-D.
I'm messing with you hard, man.
I'm like, pudding? I wasn't talking about pudding. And then I'm trying to think, did I say something about pudding? I mean, I'm hungry, but like.
No, I'm sorry. I decided. Anyways, no, this is awesome. I'm pretty excited about it. And I've been trying to like think of something cool to have Creepy Kingdom throw their hat in the ring. And obviously, you know, Bat's Day already exists. And other dark days, but nothing's happening during the holidays, so I was like, oh, this is gonna be sweet. And I'm also very excited because our friends that put on Villains Day, which takes place every February, they're gonna help us get the word out to their audience.
That's really cool.
So that's hopefully I have a pretty impressive turnout. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited. And as it gets a little bit closer, we'll probably take a good chunk of a show, if not an entire show, to talk about creepy hopefully. Christmas outfits and ideas and
that should be the next show,
like
I think, right? I mean,
it should probably be the next show.
So you briefly talk about how awesome Hollywood Bowl and Haunted Metro Fashion Day was, and then we're going to go deep into planning mode for a creepy Christmas day.
But yeah, there's so much that you can do with it. And I really like the idea of taking like a holiday, you know, Christmas, whatever outfit and using things to make it darker or spookier or that kind of thing. You know, I know some people are going to hear it and they're going to think, oh, okay, you know, I'll go goth to Disneyland, like I'll, you know, or I'll wear a spookier outfit or one of my goth outfits or whatnot. And that would work. That would totally work. But I am totally going at it from the approach of taking like a festive holiday outfit and making it.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what you're going to wear.
I know, you're going to make it.
I mean, what?
I can't wait to see what you make me.
I can't see what.
Oh, boy.
I think a cool, just off the top of my head, a cool idea is if you have a hat that like a Santa Claus type hat or something that you have like a Christmas ornament hanging off of it, but the Christmas ornament's like painted black with little skulls on it or something.
Or even like the same idea with like the Santa hat. And of course the cool thing about this is that you can go as much or as little as you feel comfortable with, which is another thing that I really like about themed days like this, is that not everyone wants to go 110% all out in their outfits. And a theme day like this lets you do as little or as much as you feel comfortable with. And I think that's really cool for the people who, you know, don't want to be involved, but they don't want to dress up and do that kind of thing. But you could take the Santa hat, and you know how it's got the little ball at the end? Mm-hmm. You could actually make like a little mouth with teeth.
Oh, that would be so cute.
It's like a little, you know, a little monster on it.
This is fun. I just thought of something else to say too. More importantly than anything, whether you want to participate in dressing up or not, we want you to come out and hang out with us.
Totally. Yes.
So even if you don't want to dress up, like, who cares? Like, we're gonna all just meet up.
Festivities and have fun with us.
Events like Dapper Day, people feel, I don't want to say pressured, but I think that is actually the right word for it. Like, they feel pressured to be dressed up so that they can be a part of it and whatnot. But
You see a ton of people going there, and they're still, you know, especially like the expo for Dapper Day, you'll see people in the regular clothes, and it's totally fine.
Yeah. So if you do not want to dress up and you are not interested in that aspect of it and you just want to come hang out, we are totally okay with that. I might put a Santa hat on your head that has a little monster ball at the end, but, you know, whatever. It could happen.
So, yeah, because, yeah, we haven't had any official park meetups before, like, ever with Creepy Kitten.
No.
We've had outside, we've had several Trader Sam meetups.
Yep.
But nothing in the parks. So that's what I'm most excited. I'm excited to meet people, hang out with old friends, meet new people, and see how people express their creepy kingdom or creepy Christmasness.
Creepy Christmasness.
Creepy Christmasness.
I'm saying that 5 times.
We're going to put that on the flyer. Express your creepy Christmasness. But before all of that, we have Haunted Mansion Fashion Day coming up. And yes, it's coming up really quick. I think it's in, what, 2-3 weeks?
It is like 2 weeks.
So
November 4th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. November 4th. So there's all kinds of stuff that you could do with this. And I will, unless it is a costume party or a Halloween event, I will always encourage people not to wear an actual costume. But yes. That's just me. That's just my personal preference. But especially at Disneyland, because what I would hate is for someone to put a bunch of time into it and get, you know, to security
and
be told that they have to go home.
Yeah.
So you should always, you know, err on the side of caution, or even have an extra outfit in your car if you're going to do something like that.
Kind of how the Disney bounding like community started.
Yep, that's pretty much exactly how it started. Yeah. But for Haunted Mansion fashion, there are so many things you could do, and I know we're going to see like a lot of tightrope walkers, and you know, we know that we'll see a lot of people from the stretching portraits.
Yes.
Like, those are pretty popular and common outfits, but there are so many characters in the Haunted Mansion.
I
want to
see someone dressed as Madame Leota.
That would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Right? That'd be hella cool.
A lot of what people have done in the past, when I've gone, is they're not really dressed as a character. They just kind of incorporate, the wallpaper or certain icons from them or artwork into their outfits.
We're probably going to see a lot of that that wallpaper fabric, that purple Haunted Mansion wallpaper fabric, which I love. I think you can still get it on Spoonflower. It's very expensive. It actually came in pink for a while. I don't know if it still does. Yeah, I got a very small amount of it and never did anything with it. We'll have to find it. But yeah, it came in. It was the black background with the mansion print or the wallpaper print in pink.
That's awesome.
And that was hella cool. But yeah, I'm sure that we'll see a lot of that made into like really cool dresses and skirts and stuff. God, what else have I seen in the past that was just like super.
They'll dress up as the cast members I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really cool.
The cast members who work the ride. Yeah, like the butlers
Those are really cool.
Yep. Yep, I remember one year, maybe it was for Bat's Day. I don't even remember. But a girl had a skirt that she had made that actually had, so it was like a 50s like swing style skirt, like a poodle skirt. But it had the mansion done around the trim of the skirt and like felt. So it was like the columns.
That's pretty awesome.
And like, yeah, it was really, really cool. I have a picture of it somewhere else if I can find it. And but it was really cool. It was really well done. Like, yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, that's the coolest part about all this is that there's so many opportunities to express yourself. Like, I think limitations spark creativity.
Yep.
Because if everyone's allowed to wear costumes, people probably would just do that, right? But since you can't, you have to think of creative ways to express your haunted mansion love for this particular event.
If I was going to do it, if I was going to do both, like I said earlier, I would definitely want to do a dapper Haunted Mansion bound, because that would basically get all three things that you'd see that day in one. And I would do Constance.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah,
100%. I would absolutely do Constance, because who doesn't love a wedding dress?
How would you? Well, I'd say you couldn't literally wear a wedding dress, right? So like, how would you do it?
You might. I wouldn't, but you absolutely might be able to. But no, I would go with a white ball gown. You know, and instead of doing a veil, I would do like a white fascinator.
Oh, that'd be cute. Like a lace fascinator. Mm-hmm. That'd be adorable.
Yeah, instead of the big veil. You know, obviously wear pearls for her pearl necklace. And like for the hatchet and the roses.
They make a purse that's shaped
like a hatchet. They do. They make a purse shaped totally like a hatchet. So I'd probably get that and use that as my purse for the day. And like, yeah.
Gotta get creative.
I feel like that should be a segment of the show where I throw scenarios at you, and you guys come up on the fly with how you would get
away. Ooh, that
would
be
so cool.
Yeah,
I'm all for that.
I'm going to have to think about it. I can't do it off the top of my head. But okay. but you guys have to answer off the top of your head, because that's the fun part.
Oh, we could totally do that. I like that idea. Be fun. So, yeah, for the Haunted Mansion Fashion Day, really don't get stuck with – you know, I have to Disney bound, or I have to be a character, or stuff like that. You know, if that's what you want to do, you want to Disney bound as a character, or you want to do one of the characters that, like the Hatbox Ghost or one of the more popular characters, cool. That's awesome. You know, and it's really cool when people do the same character and you can see it done in all different ways. But don't get bogged down thinking that you have to do that. You know, there are, like James was saying, a lot of other ways to incorporate stuff from the Haunted Mansion into an outfit that is not a bound or a costume or whatnot.
Like I said, correct.
Speaking of Haunted Mansion costumes, I just have to ask, did you guys see... Actually, we might have posted on Creepy Kingdom, or it might have been on Foolish Mortals. I don't remember. I know that I saw it on Facebook, but it was from Japan, I think. And it was a group of people done up in Haunted Mansion costumes. And one of them was Madame Leota. And it was actually a person like wearing a table with their head.
Yeah,
in
we posted
ball.
That on Foolish Mortals account.
That was pretty sick.
That was awesome. Like, they went all out as a group. It was really cool.
Yeah, I only post top shelf stuff on our social media.
Friday.
Yeah. Other than that,
I think you covered everything that we said to cover.
I think
you did it. You completed one episode of Mirror Mirror. Right, you got something.
But you know what would be cool? Wait, no. Do you know what would be cool for Madame Leota? For a bound or a whatever, even just if you're doing Haunted Mansion, like a crystal ball purse would be
hell of
cool.
Yeah.
Putting together like a crystal ball purse. Cause you know, they make the round purses
and
you could do it. And they make them in plastic too. So you could like do the inside. So it's kind of cloudy, you know, like paint the inside. So it looks a little cloudy or whatnot.
That would be awesome.
I think that'd be super cool. Like,
do you think it'd be against the rules to come to the park with Christmas lights on your body?
I do not think it is against the rules.
Yeah, because I see, you know, they put them on strollers all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't see why not.
Yeah, you can put them on strollers, and you can wear light-up shoes, and you could wear L-wire.
Yeah.
So as long as the Christmas lights are battery-operated, I mean, if they're built into your outfit somehow, I don't see why not.
Okay, you know, my mind's still on Creepy Christmas. It's not a
Oh, you best believe our outfits are going to light up.
Oh, for sure.
They might play music. Like, who knows? We get very creative here at Mirror Mirror.
Yes, we do.
Which is one of the reasons that we are definitely going to do tutorials.
Well, your wedding dress lit up.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Lawrence made my wedding dress. It was a 10-day labor of love.
12.
Well, we had 12 days to plan but we did not have the dress for 12 days. Actually, we only had the dress for a week.
Like a week.
It was like 7 days. So Lawrence... We bought a very basic, plain wedding dress because we only had 12 days to plan a wedding. And Lawrence took it and turned it into this amazing, beautiful piece of art that lit up.
Yes, it did.
It was amazing.
It was pretty epic. What? She looked like the Main Street Electrical Parade.
I did!
And she walked down the aisle to Baroque Hoedown.
I didn't. I was going, oh my god.
We thought about it.
Lawrence actually he did. We talked about doing Baroque Hoedown.
That's incredible.
How it happened was the lights just, you know, for everybody listening, the lights were not on. Actually, no one knew that my dress lit up except for just a few, a small handful, not even a handful people, just a few people. And Lily was my bridesmaid, and she had the remote to my dress.
I was so nervous that I was going to drop it.
In her bouquet. And so when he said, "You may now kiss the bride," we kissed, and she hit the button, and my dress lit up. And then we walked down the aisle out of the wedding to the Paint the Night song.
Yeah, she did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I opted for Paint the Night instead of Baroque Hoedown.
Well, that's the difference between me and you. It's like, whatever way it starts. It's like, that's the way I envision my wedding. But
right? Sounds like the turtle going around in a circle.
They really make those noises. It's supposed to be them talking or whatever in computers.
Yeah. No. I went with Paint the Night instead. I love the Main Street Electrical Parade, but I am honestly not a big fan of Baroque Hoedown just because it gets stuck in your head and it's just there in the back of your brain forever.
Such a great song.
I didn't want to be walking around the rest of my wedding day.
Bobbing your head back and forth.
Right.
The more we talk about this, the more incredible I think it is. That may just be me. I have a feeling that's not Shannon on Share My Passion for Baroque Hoedown.
Well, hopefully you guys can come to some sort of compromise. If you want, I can help with pitching the Baroque Hoedown idea.
Yeah, my pitch is I want the only music all day, the wedding reception, to be Baroque Hoedown.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. That's a great idea, though, because if that's how you pitch it, then she'll say no, and then you can compromise. And then by the time it's the music that we walk, you know, away the aisle to, it doesn't seem so bad.
We're like, fine, we'll just have it at the end after we kiss.
I like the way you think.
All right, well, I think that pretty much wraps up our first podcast episode of Mirror Mirror.
I could do another hour in Baroque Hoedown.
But instead, we are going to wrap up this episode. See me doing my job there, James?
Yeah.
But we hope that you guys liked it. We hope that you'll tune in again.
Yes, please.
We hope that you'll read our blog posts and check out our videos, because we're going to be doing all kinds of awesome, cool, fun, creative stuff.
And extra fabulous.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Remember, it's Tuesday Takeover.
That's right. Mirror Mirror is now doing the Tuesday Takeover for Creepy Kingdom. Every Tuesday of the month, we will release something new.
And the podcast comes out every fourth Tuesday. I think we determined that, starting with this episode here. And we got blog posts, videos.
And who knows what else.
Pamphlets.
Yeah. What else do you want?
Skywriting. We don't know what we'll come out with, okay? We have no idea what we're going to come up with. But hit us up. You know, if you like the show, if you have ideas for the show, if you have questions about, you know, bounding or outfits or makeup or hair or anything, hit us up on Creepy Kingdom's social media, or send us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com, because we'd love to hear what you guys would like out of the show. It's brand new. It can go any direction. And so, yeah, help us out. Tell us what you want to hear. We'll probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressionable. So what's the sign off for Mirror Mirror? Did you guys discuss that?
No, we totally didn't discuss that. However, before we sign off, Lawrence, if people wanted to find you personally on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Lawrence_Anthony. And you can find my drag Instagram at TheLilyRose. So T-H-E-E. So I'm extra, like avocado.
And if you want to find my personal social media, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Roxy_Tart. And for all things Creepy Kingdom, obviously we are Creepy Kingdom. We're just at Creepy Kingdom. It's really simple.
At Creepy Kingdom everywhere.
Everywhere we are at Creepy Kingdom. That's cute because we live basically everywhere. Yes. We're at Creepy Kingdom.
See?
Oh, that's cute. I get it. Clever,
yes. Right? Yeah.
Everywhere we're at Creepy Kingdom.
Yes. I like that. Okay, well, we don't have an official sign off.
Well, this is Lawrence.
And this is Roxy.
And this is Mirror Mirror.
Bye.